You're listening to SBS News.
A viral illness in China that sickened hundreds of people and killed at least 18 is not yet a global health emergency. That's according to the World Health Organization, which issued its evaluation after independent experts spent 2 days assessing information about the spread of the newly identified coronavirus. Since emerging from a seafood and animal market in the central Chinese city of Wuhan, the virus has infected hundreds of other people and has been detected as far away as the United States. Didier Hussin is the chair of the Emergency Committee on the Virus.
The advice to the DG, which is provided by the Emergency Committee, is that now is not the time. That's a bit too early to consider that this event is a public health emergency of international concern.
The World Health Organization defines a global emergency as an event that constitutes a risk to other countries and requires a coordinated international response. Previous global emergencies have been declared for the emergence of the Zika virus in the Americas, swine flu, and polio. But despite Friday's ruling, World Health Organization Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus says the bloc could change its mind.
584 cases have now been reported, including 17 deaths. 575 of those cases and all of the deaths have been reported in China. Make no mistake, this is an emergency in China. But it has not yet become a global health emergency. It may yet become one.
It comes as China reported the first death outside of Hubei, the central province in which Wuhan is situated. Authorities in the Hebei province, which borders Beijing, says an 80-year-old man died on Wednesday but was not confirmed to have been infected with the virus until Thursday. Lockdown measures are increasing across China's Hubei province to try and control the spread of the virus. Wuhan has no trains or planes in or out, and at least five other provincial cities are seeking clampdowns on transport. The World Health Organization's representative for China, Gaudin Galea, says the lockdown in Wuhan is unprecedented.
Trying to contain a city of 11 million people is new to science. It has not been tried before as a public health measure. So we cannot at this stage say it will or it will not work.
The lockdowns come as millions of Chinese people travel across the country for the Lunar New Year holiday. The first case of the new virus was confirmed on the 31st of December and has since been detected in Japan, Singapore, Vietnam, Hong Kong, Macau, South Korea, Taiwan, Thailand, and the United States. At this stage, there's been no confirmed cases in Australia. But the government's urging Australians to reconsider their need to travel to Wuhan. Evan Young, SBS News.